Live from the studios at KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Time for Live and Local. And with me today, my goodness, two executive directors. If we had any more royalty here, I would have to curtsy. With me today, Roger Weitz from Opera Omaha and Stefan Grote from Kaneko. And there's a great reason why you're here together, because you are working together on a massive project. It's been ongoing now for about a month, and it's Madama Butterfly, June Kaneko's staging, if you will, of Madama Butterfly. And I'll start with you, Roger. My goodness, what an event. Can you kind of bring us up to speed as to some of the things that have happened, and then what we have to look forward to here coming up on November 1st and 3rd?
Thank you so much. Well, this is a very special production of a very special opera. This is one of the most famous operas of all time. For people who have been going to opera for decades, or if it's your very first opera, highly recommend Classic Story. This is a production that Opera Omaha asked June Kaneko to design, back in 2003. And then it premiered with us in 2006. And was so popular that it has traveled the world. And we brought it back in 2011. And here we are now, 2019. It's stood the test of time. It's a beautiful, timeless, classic production, gorgeous, and we have a fantastic cast. And since it was last in Omaha, we've joined forces with San Francisco Opera, who have now mounted it twice since it was last in Omaha. So it's been enjoyed around the world, and we think it's time for Omaha to get to enjoy it again.
Well, Stefan, Kaneko is truly one of the centers of art here in Omaha, and you were a part of the original, was that right?
That's right. 16 years ago, I was at June Kaneko Studio, and I've been a part of the return of Madama Butterfly that came back in 2011. I helped design the costumes, helped design the stage, mostly just, you know, in the background doing anything that June said at the time. Designing all three of the operas have been a few of the most special projects that I've been a part of. I mean, it's really wonderful. And so when we learned that there was an opportunity for this to come back, and it's only back for two shows, Friday and Sunday, I knew that we needed to do something really special at Kaneko, and so we put on an exhibition that takes up this entire second floor. And if we spent all of our time interviewing just this morning talking about all of the events that we have done in the last month and are going to be doing in this next week, it would take up all of the time.
Oh, sure, absolutely. It's just been incredible. There are you had mentioned when we were off air that there's going to be the opportunity for an opera organization to come in, and you're hosting them at Kaneko?
That's right, and Roger can kind of piggyback off of this all he wants, but Opera America is going to be in town, and they are essentially the governing body of the national standards of opera practice. We are hosting them along with Opera Omaha, and we're going to be having 3 days of fun coming up this weekend.
Well, Roger, and what does it mean to Opera Omaha to get this kind of attention from a national organization
ilk? Opera America is the national service organization, and Opera Omaha actually is a founding member company. And Opera America is celebrating their 50th anniversary. They are thrilled with our work, and the including the Holland Community Opera Fellowship. So this workshop is really focused on the idea of civic practice and opera. And so regional companies from the region are coming to Omaha to spend this intense time at Kaneko. We'll be surrounded by June's art, which is exciting. But it's a major statement, I think, to say here's a way that Omaha is leading the field of opera.
Absolutely. I couldn't be more excited. And as you said, Madama Butterfly is a production, capital P production. This is enormous here, once in a lifetime type of scenario. Tickets available? Sold out?
Tickets are available. It's really packed, but there are tickets available, so please give us a call. You still have a couple days.
Okay, so operaomaha.org, thekaneko.org, or ticketomaha.com would be a place to hook up with those tickets while they last.
Right.
Hurry.
Exactly.
It is November 1st at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, November 3rd at 2 p.m. And the venue?
Orpheum Theater.
The Orpheum. Oh, my goodness. That's so very exciting. Yes.
There's one more event that happens at the end, very intentionally, on November 6th at 7 o'clock. We are doing a Great Minds lecture series, which is one of our favorites. It's called Impactful Art, Madama Butterfly, The Suicide That Stays News. Please get tickets for that. It's going to be a really wonderful display. We have people coming in, singing, and breaking down the whole entire production. So we're going to kind of analyze all of this after the fact.
Just amazing to have two artistic giant organizations here in Omaha working together to bring this together. Thank you for doing that. Thank you so much for doing that for our city and for doing that for our community. Greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Come on out.
Stefan Grote, Roger Weitz, he is the executive director of Opera Omaha. Stefan is executive director of Kaneko. And Morning Edition continues.